Hello, Terrapins. Welcome back to another Terps for Life podcast. Back in the studio today, we have Michael Frazier. And God, this has been such a great podcast yesterday that we decided to make this into a part two. So, Michael, we appreciate you coming back in the studio today for part two as we take kind of a deep dive into Relentless and your story on how, you know, you face adversity and failure and use your relentlessness to push yourself forward and succeed. You also had quite a few injuries along the way. Mm-hmm. You know, I think you're just coming off one now. So do you think that your introduction to failure at such a young age and then having a response of being relentless to that failure helped you with your injuries? Because a lot of people, when they get an injury, all of a sudden their mental, their mind's gone, right? Mm-hmm. They say, oh, here we go again, I'm done. Mm-hmm. And they just throw in the towel and give up. And relentless, I don't know if it can be taught. I think it has to come within. Do you think that your dad's push for you to be relentless and work hard helped you as you got older with your injuries? And what was your mindset there? Meaning, were you ever ready to give up?
Well, to answer your first question, without a doubt, that was my dad. Instilling that in me from a young age definitely helped me with those injuries. And I mean, he continues to help me to this day. He's, you know, like my best friend. Like, I tell him everything, whatever I'm going through, I know I can call him and he's going to give me, you know, the truth. And that's what you need, you know, at the times when you don't really know what to do. You know, I've had periods in my career where I was at a crossroads and didn't really know, like, okay, if I should go this way or go that way. And I've always been able to lean on my dad and trust in his advice. So, I mean, even when I had my quadricep tear and, you know, I had doctors telling me that my career was over at 23. My dad was like, no, it's not. Like, just you get up and you go do your therapy every day. You keep your mind sharp. You know, stay out of the way. Don't get distracted by anything. Just be on a mission to get your leg back right. And once it gets back right, you'll be ready. You put the work back in how we always do. You'll be ready. You'll get right back to where you were, if not better. And I had, after I came off that quadricep tear, that following season, I had my best year as a pro. So I signed an NBA contract. You know, I signed with the Rockets and I was able to, you know, be on that run and things like that. So I was able to win I won the G League championship. And I mean, to just understand where I came from and to see, you know, how proud my dad was of me. Like, to me, that was the most important thing. You know, that's what made me happier than all, because I proved him right. You know, when I had a lot of people, a lot of naysayers telling me otherwise, you know, I proved my dad right. So, you know, so that was something that was very special to me. And I mean, to kind of answer your question, what we were talking about earlier about just being relentless, how can you find it, or, you know, how do you get something like that? Is it just within? And for me, I think it's a little bit of both. It's within, but it's also, like, I know I have people that are in my corner that are backing me, that believe in me, you know? So yes, I'm doing it for me, but I'm doing it for them too, because I don't want to let them down. I feel like you can let yourself down, but if you have people that you truly love and care about, and you know, to have your back and really truly believe in you, you don't want to let those people down, you know? And so it has to be something that's bigger than just you. I think that's the key, is having something that's bigger than yourself that you really care and you truly believe in. And if it's family, if it's whatever, and you do it for them, you do it for that reason. You don't do it for you. And I think that allows you to keep going when you feel like you don't have anything left. You're able to pull from that. So, I mean, my dad, my family, I have, you know, I got 5 siblings and I'm the oldest of 6. So just trying to be a good role model for them. That's another thing that I draw from, and just wanting to be the best that I can be, you know, the best. I don't have any kids yet, but, you know, I'm thinking about when I have a son, you know, the type of example that I want to set for him. And I want him to, you know, have these same principles that my dad instilled in me. I want to instill those in him. So I have to, you know, lead by example. So I'm trying to do that now.
There's two types of motivation, and motivation is really, you have a lot of people saying you can't do something, right? Mm-hmm. And we all have that drive of trying to prove other people wrong. You know, you think I can't do X, Y, Z. Well, I'm going to prove you wrong. There's your internal motivation to go do something. And the other is to prove yourself right, or to prove your family right. You know, so both of those are motivation. We've always struggled with, well, should it be not worrying about what others say and just prove yourself right? Or should you get some motivation from proving others wrong? Mm-hmm. And you mentioned both of those. Mm-hmm. And I think you get a combination of both. There's internal motivation there. And, you know, Michael, as we kind of wrap this up here, we've talked a lot about your failures, mm-hmm. you know, and relentlessness and pushing through that. But I also want to kind of look at your successes, too. You know, because of what you learned at 12 years old, what you've learned from your dad, what you've learned of what hard work does for you, and what you've, when you've pushed through those failures, you've also had a lot of successes, too, mm-hmm. right? You know, I mean, not many people can say that they played at the University of Florida, one of the top, you know, Division I programs in the entire nation. Mm-hmm. Not many people can say they went to the NCAA Final Four. Not many people can say that they played professionally overseas. Not many people can say that they've played professionally in the United States. And you've done all those. Mm-hmm. You've hit all those check marks. Mm-hmm. And the reason you've had those successes is really, truly because of your relentlessness, right? You saying, I'm not going to give up. I am going to push through this. I am going to keep a sharp mindset. And that's something that I think that all the Terrapins here, or anybody for that matter, you know, should take out of this podcast with you, is that you have two options. Give up or don't, mm-hmm. right? Give up or fight. Stay down or stand up. Exactly. And you've talked about, you know, by standing up, you know, and pushing through that, a lot of success has come from your hard work mm-hmm. and from your failures too. My last question to you is something I call the million-dollar question. You're 27 years old now. What advice would you give the 12, 13, 14-year-old version of you? You know, getting ready to enter high school before you've had your high school and college career, the million-dollar question is, you know, what would you tell your younger self? What have you learned through your experience of where you are today? What would you tell your younger self for advice?
Expect the unexpected. Hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. And always stay humble, always stay even keeled. Never get too high, never get too low. On successes or failures, just kind of always just be a stoic through everything. And continue to do what you love. Don't ever lose that love for it. Don't ever let anybody take the love away from what you love to do, and that's play basketball. Do it every day like you've always done it.
Michael Frazier, we thank you for your advice, for your insight on this podcast. And we thank you for joining us. I know you have a busy schedule, and you agreed to come in here and kind of got a little sparkle in your eye. I talked about core principles, and you saw Relentless mm-hmm. on the Performance Center wall. So we thank you for your insight today. Terrapins, take something out of this. Make sure you guys push through when you feel like you're at the bottom. Failures are simply that. It's not really a failure. It's more of a learning opportunity for you to get better. Michael Frazier, we thank you. Terrapins, go be relentless today. Make sure you be a Terp today so you can become a Terp for life.